Now, what is the process by which they set about their task? First of all, they went upwards. In fact, what we call yoga, you have heard the word yoga very often, and this is a good occasion to tell ourselves what is yoga. Yoga is a movement of uniting ourselves with the light which we possessed once but we have lost. It's a reunion, in fact. Yoga is a word which comes from the word yuk, to join. Sanskrit word it is, yuk, to join. In English also we have got a word yoking. When you have bull which is yoked to the cart, we use the word yoke. This yoke is the same as Sanskrit word yuk. It is the origin of the word yoga. It's a joining. Now, these Angirasa rishis had lost the cows and they wanted to unite with the cows. Therefore, this was a process of yoga. Therefore, Veda is regarded as the origin of yoga. The whole yogic process in the world ultimately can be traced to this great discovery made by Vedic rishis. They designed the process of yoga. First design of yoga that we find anywhere, it is in the Veda. And what is the yogic process? Go upward first. You climb up. It's called the process of ascent. You go upward. As you make an effort upward, there is a response. This is the law of this world. This also was discovered by the Vedic rishis. If you try to go upwards, there will be always a help coming from above to lift you up. This is the law that Sri Aurobindo has written down in his book, a small but the greatest book, called The Mother. If you see the book called The Mother, it's a very short book. You just have the first paragraph, read in the first paragraph of this book, you'll find aspiration from below and grace from above. When the two unite, gives you accomplishment. Aspiration from below and grace from above. Whenever there is aspiration, the grace will come from above. The junction of the two gives you accomplishment. You realize what you are looking for. So yoga is nothing but first the movement of aspiration. You just aspire. So this law of aspiration was given by the Vedic rishis. This was the discovery that if you want to go upward, you just aspire. All the mantras of Veda are mantras of aspiration. In one word, you might say. All the mantras are words of aspiration. It's a call from below. As a result of it, the higher light descends. This higher light, I had told you algebraic terms, Surya, the sun, is a supermind. Below supermind is another region above our mind, and below supermind there is a region which is the domain of Indra. I told you Indra has 1,000 eyes, Sahasraksha, illumined intelligence. Between our mind and the supermind is the illumined intelligence. That domain of illumined intelligence and the power of illumined intelligence is called the power of Indra. So when the Vedic rishis began to aspire, began to make sacrifice, because sacrifice is nothing but expression of aspiration. You burn yourself. What is burning actually is nothing but aspiration. When, for example, we say, oh, I am dying to see you. What is dying to see you? You are burning to see somebody whom you love. It is sacrifice. You are giving yourself. You want to be extinguished in your movement of burning. So when they sacrificed these seven rishis, Angirasa rishis, then first thing that happened was that Indra came down. It is said in the form of a legend, Indra came on his horseback with a lightning, tremendous force. Indra is supposed to be tremendously powerful. He comes down from above with a force of lightning, thunders and rains. And as soon as he came down to help these rishis, it was found that there was Sarama who was proceeding forward. Now Sarama is a very interesting term in the Veda. It's also an algebraic term. If you read the description of Sarama from external point of view, just as cow means light, similar Sarama means only in the ordinary term, it means a dog. But it is a dog which is description, if you read what is the internal meaning of this dog, it is the power of intuition. Illumined intelligence comes down, but that which leads this illumined intelligence is intuition, intuitive power of consciousness. Now this intuition has a tremendous force of penetration. Always intuition penetrates. That's a special power of intuition. Illumination reveals, does not penetrate. But intuition penetrates and brings out from below. It's a speciality of intuition. It can go into the darkest corners, penetrate into the darkness, and can bring out the light. Therefore, the Veda says, Indra was preceded by Sarama, and as she went down, the power of intuition went down, it was a process of descent now. Going up to Indra was a process of ascent, coming down of Indra was a process of descent, and now Sarama descends into the lower and lower levels to penetrate, to find out where are the lost cows, where have they gone. So they come down, then Sarama meets Panis. I have spoken to you about Panis earlier. I said there are Asuras, Rakshasas, Pishachas, there are Panis, there is Vritra, Panis are merchants, traffickers, bargainers on the behalf of adversaries. They found that this sarma is a powerful intuitive light. Now if she is allowed to go into the cave, into the descending movement, she will find out where the lost cows are. So Panis came forward and said to Sarma, stop. We have something to talk to you. So Sarma had a dialogue with the Panis. Panis said, you join us. Become our ambassador. You are very powerful, we know you. Become our ambassadors and don't go farther, be with us. But Sarma belonged to the divine force, belonged to Indra. So she spurned the offer. They offered a lot. They said, we shall give you this, we shall give you that. Tremendous wealth we have got. Panis have got a lot of, they are merchants of wealth. Sarma refused all that and went ahead, went into deep darkness of a hill, cut across the caves, and in the deepest cavern, shining cows were found. They were lying there. And then Indra came down with his power of thunder and lightning, broke open everything fully. The cave was fully broken and the lost cows were all discovered. That was the achievement. If you read the Veda, very often you will find reference to this story. Not full story which I told you now, sometime one part of the story, sometime another part of the story. But if you can put together all this, you get this connected story. How the lost cows were found by the help of Sarma, who spurned the offer of Panis, and who therefore cleared the way for Indra to come down, who broke open and delivered the lost cows. That which was lost was regained. This was supposed to be the great victory of the Veda, Vedic rishis. This was not philosophy, this was not speculation. This was a real achievement, concretely realized. The Vedic rishis had really repossessed the light which was lost. In fact, it is a story of all of us. We all have lost the cows. And now we are all in search. And we are looking for the cows. And therefore, the yoga which was done by rishis, Angirasas, is also which they prescribed to us. So the yoga is very simple now. We know the whole process. You aspire, make a sacrifice, attain to illumine intelligence, develop the power of intuition, rise even up to supermind. And as you rise upward, you will be able to go downward better and better. Possess the supermind, come down with Indra, and intuition will help you always, will go forward, ahead of you. So develop intuitive power. Don't leave the earth. Go down. You have reached the heights, but also go down. Descend. And then by persistent effort, very difficult effort, big battle takes place here. Even the Ajanta Mother speaks of the battle in the inconscient. As you go down into the cave of darkness, of inconscient, inconscient is nothing but the lost light itself. So actually speaking, it is a reversal of light, is inconscience. And by the power of intuition you go down and you illuminate. That is the lost cow, the lost light. Then you bring it out, possess it now fully in your self-consciousness. This is the simple formula of the yoga of the Veda. All the yogic processes that have come about in the world, there are many, many such yogic processes, have ultimately behind them this basic experience. All are different formulations, partial formulations, inadequate formulations, exclusive formulations. But this is the basic formulation. All do not follow exactly everything that is given here. They follow partially only. Therefore, some yogas are exclusive yogas, partial yogas, narrow yogas, with narrow results. They don't give all the results. They don't give all the results which the Vedic rishis obtain by following this entire process. This entire process consisted of three parts. I gave you general formula in just aspire, make sacrifice, then there will be a descent from above, the intuitive power will come to with you, go down, fight in the inconscience, and then draw out the light. This is the general formula.